From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Pope Benedict XVI goes to Turkey tomorrow. It's his first visit as Pope to a predominantly Muslim country. Security will be tight. Over the weekend, a crowd of 25,000 turned out in Istanbul, urging the Pope to stay home. Today, there were some smaller protests.
Many Muslims are still upset about Benedict's remarks, suggesting that Islam is violent and irrational. And that has put the spotlight for this week's visit on relations between Christians and Muslims. But the Pope's trip was originally planned as part of an effort to mend a 1,000-year-old rift between Catholics and Orthodox Christians. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli reports from Istanbul.
In preparation for the papal visit, workers are scrubbing floors inside the walled Orthodox compound in Istanbul. After the Great Schism of 1054, the ecumenical patriarchate emerged as the world center of Eastern Christianity. Today, the building is surrounded by mosques and the neighborhood is 99% Muslim. The spokesman for the Patriarchate, Father Dositheos Ananiostopoulos, acknowledges that Orthodox Christians feel besieged.
The situation here is very tense. Minorities are not welcome here, but the Pope's visit has nothing to do with politics. It will focus on the unification of our two churches.
But in Turkey, religion and politics are closely intertwined. Orthodox religious leaders claim Turkish government policies are aimed at getting rid of the few remaining Orthodox Christians in Turkey. The streets of the Fener Quarter are lined with collapsing buildings. An unobtrusive wooden door leads into a large, unkept yard where goats and dogs roam freely. In a corner stands the run-down 400-year-old Orthodox Church of St. George. The custodian is an Arab Orthodox named Sotiris.
Greeks used to live in all those buildings, but in 1955 there was the big attack and they all had to flee. Today, everyone around here is Muslim. I don't tell them I'm Christian. I use the name Abdullah.
The custodian is referring to what has been called the Istanbul pogrom, organized by Turkish nationalists in power at the time. After a day of mass looting, arson, rapes, and murder by organized mobs, tens of thousands of Greeks fled Turkey in another example of ethnic cleansing. That was the beginning of an exodus that reduced the number of Greek residents in Turkey from 200,000 50 years ago to about 2,000 today. The Orthodox Church, like other minority religions, is deprived of legal status and has been subjected to increasing restrictions on property ownership and church restoration, as well as confiscation of land. And in 1971, the only Orthodox seminary in the country was shut down. The Haliki Seminary is on an island in the middle of the Sea of Marmara. It's on a hilltop and can be reached by horse-drawn carriage. It was opened in 1844 on the foundations of an ancient monastery. Father Dorotheos, one of only three monks who lives here, guides visitors.
This is the classroom of the senior class as it was left to us in 1971.
Little has changed since the government shut down university-level religious schools, including Muslim ones. A large blackboard hangs on the wall facing old-fashioned wooden desks and chairs. Not only does Turkey ban the training of Orthodox priests, it now makes it very hard for foreign Orthodox clergy to get residency or work permits. Archbishop Demetrios, primate of the Greek Orthodox Church in America, believes that the strongest opposition to opening the seminary comes not from Islamists, but from Turkish nationalists.
They think that this somehow will facilitate the further survival of the patriarchate, whereas they think that if they keep the school closed, sooner or later, the patriarchate is going to be somehow extinct.
Many Turks are strongly suspicious of the Orthodox Patriarchate, which they see as an instrument of Turkey's longtime rival Greece, and they accuse the Orthodox of wanting to set up an autonomous Vatican-like state in the heart of Istanbul. The Orthodox reject the accusations. Turkey has come under strong criticism from human rights groups and the European Union for its restrictions on religious freedom. And in his talks with Turkish officials, Pope Benedict will be treading delicate territory. It will be difficult for him to ignore the plight of Orthodox Christians, but given the tension over his remarks on Islam, the Pope will have to avoid confrontation and be a master of diplomacy. In a gesture of goodwill, tomorrow's meeting between Benedict and the influential head of the Directorate of Religious Affairs will be at the Turkish official's office, not, as protocol would dictate, at the Vatican Embassy. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Istanbul.